hyped you up. Who's telling you this?
Jim Webb. Maroney had called Webb. Webb called me.
I got to call Larry. Larry ought to go to Mansfield. We just got to have this for hundreds of millions of dollars. It's supersonic. I don't think they would gang up against this guy. They said somebody said eight of them voted against him. Larry did, but the report said he's always spoke. Hold this, man.
Ready, sir.
Oh.
Hello.
Just one second, please, Senator.
Vance.
Yes, sir.
I got some distressing news that you were circulating a minority report against my man, McKee.
Not against McKee. I vote against him. I'm going to file a minority views on that bill.
On what bill?
On the McKee, on the bill itself. In other words, not any reflections on McKee at all. But I'm going to vote against I've already voted against the bill.
Well, would you mind telling me why?
Well, I think it's just absolutely contrary to everything. In the first place, it's contrary to the law, and it was contrary to the very concept of the FAA. And frankly, we've got about 30,000, according to civil service, retired officers in the government now. And I just think it's wrong.
You don't believe that a man is trained and equipped and prepared, we ought to use him, huh?
Well, I've got
four cabinet officers that's working on your supersonic plane. The British and the French are way out in front of us. We've got to get a man that can work with four of them that's had that experience. There's not a man in the United States of America, in the executive department or in the Congress or any other place, that's had the comparable experience this man. He's retired, and I ordered him back in here because I want to get ahead of Europe. And I got a Secretary of Treasury that's fighting so that we can get them to buy our plane on balance of payments, and Secretary of Commerce Connor, instead of our airlines buying their planes. We've got to make it cheap enough and good enough to outbeat Mr. De Gaulle. And this is the one man that McNamara and Connor and Webb and the Secretary of Treasury Fowler think can do it. And I can't conceivably see of one single reason, not one reason, why this man would be disqualified.
He hadn't
been a fighting man. He's never, by God, done anything except procurement and build planes, just what I'm doing. And here I'm trying to stay ahead of him, and I've got to fight the House and the Senate because somebody's concept about something that that Quesada did. Now, I can't see why in God's world this would affect this place. You let General Marshall become Secretary of State. You let him become head of the Pentagon with the generals in charge of the whole outfit. He was Secretary of Defense. Now, this man, there's nobody found a word against him, and he's the best equipped man I've got, and I can't get these $300,000 and $400,000 a year men to come down here and be harassed and chased around like a goddamn little puppy by all the committees and all the testimony. I can't get them, and I can't promote a guy that hadn't had any experience, so I've got to have someone that's gone through this. Now, there are not many men that handle hundreds of billions on plane orders. But this fella who had retired and wanted to get away and who had the space background, because space is very much in this thing, I don't want any competition between Webb and McNamara, but I want to use both of them's know-how and both of them's experience. And it couldn't occur to me that somebody's against. Now, I know there's a bunch of chicken shit little pilots around here that didn't understand it, and one group, after they understood what it's about, changed their opinion completely. But this is a qualified, judicious, able man to spend 38 years doing this type of work. And when you go to flying 2100, well, you'll be investigating a hell of a lot more accidents than you've been investigating before if you don't let me have a competent man to do it.
Well, I don't think you'll have any problem getting him through. I mean, I don't think...
I have problems if the strongest administration men I got and the best friends I got are up by God chasing around after him and saying it oughtn't to be done. I've been on this thing for 4 months trying to find the man, and I finally found him. And Saturday morning, I got them all together. And I got him down in my bedroom at 7:30, and I worked on him for an hour. And I said, I can't get the President of General Motors. I did get him to go on the communication satellite board. But there's not but one man in this country that's in the government that I can get that's had experience in building hundreds of billions worth of planes. Now, this man's got it. And he said, well, I can't, most of the officers that I've found will do what the commander-in-chief asked them to do in line of duty. And I said, this is just as much as Vietnam. We're having these damn planes crash all over the country. We got to have somebody know something about it. I've got to build them, and FAA, I want the Commerce Committee and FAA to build it. I can transfer it and let McNamara do it tomorrow. But I would like to have a civilian do it and have FAA do it. But,
Mr. President, they've got 89 people over there now that are right now on the payroll in FAA, contrary to what the concept was.
I don't give a shit about the concept.
Right and left. They got Grant. He was not supposed to stay in there. Now he's just transferred out, so you don't have the conflict with that second part of the law. And I think this was a real...
I just can't understand what the concept and the intent. If you got a qualified man, what difference it make? If you got a general marshal doing the job, why in the hell don't you want me to have the best people? I don't say to you that you ought to take Mace because he just weighs 160 pounds and the concept is that you oughtn't to have him. I want you to have the best damn human you can get. And are you going to hold me responsible? And if you have an accident, you're going to investigate me. And if it goes overboard, you're going to investigate me. And if it's behind them, you're going to give me hell. And if I got a balance of payments, you're going to demagogue about it. I just catch it. But I can't have a man to do it. Now, why in the hell don't you tear up your report and go on and say, let me at least give my friend one man that he won't have to look over his shoulder from. I got a letter today from Drew Pearson. He says, by God, I want to warn you here. And... I've appointed 248 people, and I've tried to get just the best ones I possibly could. And this one, I don't know if this man gets headed, and I don't know why in the hell he'd do it. If he's going to get a minority report or going to get people to get up and criticize him, because he's got a lovely setup over space. No reason in the world he ought to leave. He's doing just what he wants to do. He can work 6 to 8 hours a day, that's around the clock, against De Gaulle. And I hope that American Airlines and TWA and Pan American don't have to go to Europe to buy it because our dollars will go with them. And yet I've got to have somebody that, as Dylan, the last thing he told me, you've got to get this on a business basis where these men that compete. American Airlines made $19 million last year. But hell, they're investing this year over $100 million in new equipment. So they're pledging 5 years ahead. And I've got to be competitive with them. And I just haven't got a civil service clerk that can do it, or a big fat businessman from Texas. They just don't know the business. There are not damn few men that have been charged the right field buying these planes through the years. And I'll have another TFX. They'll just be testifying all day long. So I wish you, if you don't have to, and you, unless it's something that's going to mean your life and death.
I don't get in any trouble, you know.
I know that. You help me. You help me. I wouldn't call you. I don't call my enemies. Hell, I let them go to hell.
Yeah.
Just check them out. But I know this. I know that I'm your administrator, and you don't want to be defending me up there when they impeach me. And I got to have somebody that handles.
Right. They're not going to impeach him. This is not going to get confirmed. I'm not going to. He's not. Just the fact that I'm against him, nobody's going to pay that much attention.
I don't want to. You against him? Well, first place, I don't
I'm
want.
I'm not against him.
First place, I don't want you. I don't want you to undertake something that you don't win on. That's the first thing. Don't you go after him. Well, you just tear up that damn thing, put it in your ass pocket, and tell your pilots that you're just sorry that
I haven't talked to pilots on this thing.
Well, who got you interested in it? Who
I
got
did.
You worked with? Just yourself?
Yeah.
Well, there ain't no reason in the world then you can't tear it up. Tear it up, go out there and tell Martha that, by God, you want to kiss her and spend some time with her and a little less on that minority report, because I've got to have this man handle hundreds of millions. And if you were... When I ran into you, Mayor of Evansville, you didn't want a goddamn fellow that wasn't experienced running your business. And I've got to have good administrators. I don't know whether he's a Democrat or a Republican. All I know about him is Secretary of Treasury, Secretary of Commerce, head of the Space Agency, and Secretary of Defense says he's the best available for this job. And I made him do it. And I don't want to say that a good Democratic senator is going against a Democratic president.
Well, I have no personal objection to him. I wouldn't know him from Adam's apple. I mean, I never heard of the man before, I'm honest with you. And never heard of him until he came up. I mean, he's probably a great guy, and I feel that you wouldn't pick anybody unless it'd be what you thought was the best man at the job. But this is not just an ordinary situation, I don't think. I think, after all, the FAA is in charge not alone of civilian aviation. It's in charge of military aviation, and the report is just replete with just this is exactly what they... When they put this thing in the books, exactly what they didn't want.
Well, they're dead and gone. I'm a guy that's got to run it and be responsible for it. And I'm telling you that with two planes running together over New York City, that I'd rather have this man administering a program that he'd been running for many years and building me a supersonic than any man I know in this country. And I got a brother-in-law I'd like to bring up here from Texas and put in a job if I was appointing him like Bobby Kennedy. But I hadn't. But this man's got the wisdom and the judgment. And you take that home and use it for some toilet paper, that reporter. Quit running around up there because...
you said they're all dead and gone. I know why I'm not dead and gone and voting for this thing.
Well,
that's you.
Well, I didn't vote for anything that I knew was like this. You charge me with ignorance. Don't charge me. Go on, now, tear that up. Don't you call me into trouble. I've got enough trouble. I've got trouble in Vietnam and Dominican Republic and every other damn thing in the world. If you'd see what some of the Joint Chiefs are recommending here to me, you'd drop the phone and go see your grandchild. So don't give me any back talk on this. You go on.
I'll give you a back talk.
Let's fight about a postmaster, but let's don't fight about this.
I don't need that postmaster. You can have those darn appointments. They're just nothing but trouble. You know
that. You help me, man. Don't.
Let me look into this.
All right. Thank you, boy.
All right.